Right now, we're going to talk about a really interesting topic. We mentioned our buddy Peter King last segment, talking about the value of NFL franchises in the column he wrote. In his column, he does a lot of quick hitting and scatter shooting as well each week. And this is a really interesting comment from the Giants strength and conditioning coach. And it's not really about the source, but it's about what he said. And his comment was that Peter reprinted this week, no student should leave school without knowing how to cook, do laundry, lift weights, clean, apply for a job, change a flat tire, take care of their finances. What else? So he leaves the question open-ended for us to discuss here in this segment. First, some of that stuff that he brought up.
Totally agree with all of it.
I do too. Cooking for yourself, that's like the basic, right? You got to know how to feed yourself because you need to survive. Now, we live in a world of convenience and
I just go through drive-thru.
We're service oriented. Mm-hmm. But if push really came to shove, it's going to, and this relates to financial literacy, it's going to probably make more sense for you at some point to start feeding yourself.
Yes. And my kids just went through high school not that long ago, and I have to plead ignorance on this. We still do home ec?
I don't know.
All that stuff? I don't know in the public schools. Y'all do that in private schools? Do you have home ec?
I think it may have been a
sewing
course.
And cooking and stuff like that.
Everybody ought to be required to take home economics.
Yes.
And then balance
a checkbook and... Well, your bank account anyway, maybe not the checkbook, but yeah, your bank account, finances, savings, investments, things like that.
Yeah, we should teach financial literacy to people.
Absolutely.
Home skills. Didn't you guys go to college with a dude who didn't know how to do laundry?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's on this guy's list. Know how to do your own laundry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get out of high school, you should be able to tie a tie.
Yep.
I mean, if there's not a
full Windsor or half?
Full what?
Full Windsor or half?
Either one. Something that looks decent.
We had to wear a tie every day at high school, so I had to learn high school. Half Windsor, by the way.
I don't know that I've ever worn a full Windsor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too much time.
Mm-hmm.
It's too wide looking to me.
I don't know how to tie a bow tie.
I can't do that either.
No.
The way I know how to tie it is... Hook that little hook on the loop and then it's on.
That's pretty easy.
I think number one is the first one you mentioned, Gordo, and was on this guy's list as well, and that's financial literacy. I think we do that and driver's education. I think we do a terrible job in this country.
But at least there is a driver's education. Yes. You're not required to take any financial literacy courses.
No,
that I know
of. Required.
And look at the financial dire straits so many Americans get into that could be easily avoided. Now, it's also a bigger topic in that it's the keeping up with the Joneses topic and mm-hmm. the pressure you feel to, get that new car or wear that shirt or whatever it happens to be. So there are a lot of topics that tie into all of these.
All those kids who get in debt.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they think, okay, just put on this credit card and interest. I'm not even sure what that is. But
they don't teach you about interest rates and all that. You have to kind of learn that on your own.
Yeah.
And what that means and how it's compounded. And,
mm-hmm. and it's not a matter of how much you make, although it obviously is going to make it easier. Whether you make $10,000 or $10 million, you need to know how to take care of that properly. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to adjust your lifestyle accordingly. Now, a lot of college grads will say, we've got the knowledge, but we're immediately in debt because of our college debt that we have.
Yeah, you're behind the eight ball before you even start.
Yeah, so maybe in a way that has created more financial literacy out there because so many college grads are having to deal with debt immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're more conscious of managing that. But yes, it should be mandatory that in high school you are taking financial literacy courses. Probably
Absolutely.
Not just one.
No, it's just really basic stuff that isn't that the main complaint about math and maybe some science? What am I going to use this for? Well, here's stuff you're going to use for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of learning on some sort of weird curve that you create, why not give you some basics? And who knows, maybe you spark an interest there too of, oh, yeah, maybe I could get into finance or something like that. Or heck, maybe someone discovers that cooking is their passion. There's nothing wrong with that, and I think we need to emphasize some of that sometimes. And maybe this just goes on deaf ears in school, but to learn some sort of trade. And there is that going on where you can go and some schools separate, where you can go and, you know, learn a skill.
There needs to be more of an emphasis on trade schools and kind of specific schools rather than the 4-year bachelor's degree that you go into debt for.
And then you
still don't know what you want to do afterwards, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people think you're a failure if you don't get a degree from a 4-year university.
Yeah, and that's
like, there's
BS.
This huge like stigma around people that don't. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because the college industrial complex has been beating that into our brain. You got to get an education. And their idea of education was always you have to get a 4-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then businesses started requiring it. And rather than it being about, can the person do the job? Regardless of whether they have a 4-year degree or not, can the person do your job?
Yeah.
Do that job that I'm interviewing them for. But, of course, you're talking to a guy who doesn't have a degree. Am I the only one on the ticket that doesn't have one?
No, I'm sure there's... I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't keep up with it. It doesn't matter.
I think I might be.
Maybe.
Oops.
It doesn't matter.
Oops.
I don't know about you guys, but my parents were really good about either letting me do all of this stuff because I think I had an interest in at least trying most of this or teaching me to do it.
Letting. It was on my daily daily chores. We had chores we had to do.
Which is also great.
Yeah. I mean, this is part of your responsibility growing up. You need to do some of this stuff, whether it was cleaning or laundry or whatever.
If you surveyed all of our 14-year-old listeners right now, do you think they would all know how to vacuum, let's say?
No way.
Uh-oh.
No. But that's
oh, geez. Our 11-year-old sure doesn't know how to do that.
It's on his list, properly clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, we learned that pretty early, how to do all that, how to vacuum, how to, you know, wash down a kitchen or bathroom or
load a dishwasher.
Yeah.
But it seems like a lot of parents, I mean, it's just like, it's just too much of a hassle to watch them do it wrong and then correct the mistakes and then just forget it, I'll do it. And you forget it, I'll do it until they graduate high school and then they don't realize,
man, I should have taught them that. Yeah.
I always had the desire to do all of this stuff, everything on this guy's list, because you know me, I always wanted to be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was 6, I couldn't wait to be an adult because it looked like the adults had all the fun. So anytime I got a chance to do our laundry or to clean something or to mow the lawn or to, you know, anything like that, I thought I was being an adult.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do all that stuff. But I don't know that every kid has that desire.
No, obviously not, because somehow I've made a career out of cutting grass and picking up dog poop.
Dude, you had 3 sons, too.
I know, and they did, and they helped out with the yard and some dog poop. They just, I don't know, never really got into it.
Oh, wasn't well, really you know what? That wasn't a requirement plan. For you to be into
wasn't
it.
Wasn't really their thing to pick up dog
They
poop.
Didn't see themselves doing
right.
that.
Wasn't going to do them much
that's
good.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though.
I think that was a funny Farley bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Air quote bit.
As far as financial literacy, my parents were on opposite ends. My dad was a spender, and whenever I asked him how he was going to live after he stopped working, he would always, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But my mom always encouraged us from a really early age to have first a piggy bank, mm-hmm. Then get a savings account, and really stressed putting away a little bit of your allowance or whatever each week and saving. And as a more, I was going to say pragmatic but maybe fearful kid, I would always look at dad's way of being a little riskier and mom's way of being, okay, I need to go that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, more conservative nature. I want to make sure I've got something to fall back on. If I see a pack of baseball cards I really want to buy, I want to be able to go to my savings account and buy it. But you know, at least I had one parent that was preaching that, and a lot of people don't have either parent that thinks it's an issue.
Well, a big one in my house was take care of what you do have. And my parents had the same appliances, pants for decades. And I've failed at a lot of that, but there are some things that I've, you know, taken care of. And once you do own something, take some pride in that ownership and take good care of it so it does last.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds really generic and who cares, and we're such a disposable society now. I just go buy a new one, and I've done that in a lot of cases.
Yeah, well, things are...
I can't fix things and made
to last as much as they were before. I mean, the idea is that you do have to replace them.
Yeah.
Getting something fixed is cost way too much compared to... Like, are you really going to take a coffee maker to go get fixed? Or do you
no,
do...
No, things like that.
Just
but,
call up the company and demand a new one.
Yeah,
for free.
I guess
or,
some of that has changed. But I look at, like, I bring up lawn care again, but like lawnmowers, and I've had some of those for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I would like to think that I've taken decent care of them. But you're right. I think we do have a lot of things that are very disposable.
Yeah, the world's changed in that respect.
All right, here's one because I know I could have used this, and I felt like I got a lot of guidance on how to treat people, how to, you know, ethics and moral dilemmas. Why isn't that a requirement?
Yeah, ethics course.
An ethics course.
Ethics 101.
What is the right thing to do when you have these moral questions and you have these, and it brings up debate, it brings up conversation. And I got to tell you, I didn't realize a lot of this stuff until I was an adult, even though I was brought up in, you know, a household where I think we did have, you know, a lot of moral standards and things like that, but we never really talked about it. It was just something, well, yeah, you do that and you do this and you do that. Well, mm-hmm. Why do we do it? We do it because it's the right thing. And I think that is one that I know that's not required. Could we get that one passed without being too soft on our kids or something like that, a new way of looking at education?
You start talking about teaching ethics, I bet you people would find a way to fight about
yeah.
that.
Freak out over that.
You're right. We don't want to treat each other well. We don't want to do the right thing. Let's just keep hammering each other over the head. We don't want to
immediately separate into deontological camps and teleological camps.
What that?
Problem is when you get home and...
See, I should have taken that course.
When you get home and the parent of that kid has different ideas.
True. But at least you're making that kid think.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, while there's another way of thinking about things.
Maybe it's delivered by that teacher that, you know, the handful of teachers that really get through to you when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe it's delivered by that teacher.
Yeah.
But when that kid goes home and gets in a disagreement with his dad and says, yeah, but dad, I'm really applying Kant's categorical imperative here.
What? Where'd you learn that fancy talk?
Look, I'm a dad. I'll slap you upside the head. Get out there and do it. Yeah, but I want to know whether I should will the maxim of my action to become a universal law.
Yeah, don't take it that far. But just the basic question of what's the right thing to do.
You don't need Kantian ethics in high school. It's college.
Yeah, but I know I could have used that because it, you know, it took some hard lessons for me about, I didn't think about things. When you're 18, 17 years old, you don't think about things like that.
No.
And into your 20s, heck, even 30s and 40s, sometimes you realize, yeah, I probably should have looked at other sides of disagreements or, you know, some sort of problem that you're trying to solve. And I think that would help.
Anything else on his list that you guys would like to add? I like to change a flat tire. I think everybody should have that skill. I remember my cousin and I, when we first started driving, we wanted to have a flat because we thought mm-hmm. it was cool to change a flat tire.
Yeah. Boy, now I look at that as, oh my gosh, could I please get to a tire store?
Yeah, me too. I can do it if need be, but I'd rather not.
Yeah, I'd rather not. And I've had a couple of recent incidents of tire losing pressure.
Yeah, me too.
where's my favorite places or one around here so I can get to it?
I immediately Google closest discount tire. Or something.
Because, man, if it's 100 degrees and you're pulled over in some parking lot, mm-hmm. it's 130 there on the surface. And you got to figure out, it used to be pretty simple. Spare tire, got the tool to use, good.
Jack.
But now you got to find, okay, where's the tire?
You got to find where they've tucked the tools away because.
Where do you put in the.
They tucked the tools away and now they don't have full size spares. When I was a little kid, We always had cars that had full-size spares. Now you have the donut tire, or what's becoming even more increasingly popular, I would say, is the inflation kit. They don't even give you a tire. It's just, here's the can of Fix Flat and get to a tire store immediately.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And a lot of those things, I think, especially now, I just think we take it for granted. I mean, we just don't, the real basics like that, I think, are just really looked over.
He's a strength and conditioning coach, but I found it interesting that he put on his list lift weights.
You know, yes.
There's if you want to take care of your body, right?
Yeah.
We should all, health is number one for most of us, because without your health, you can't really do any of this other stuff.
And I'm ignorant on this too. Are we not requiring physical education anymore, or are we? I'm not sure.
That's a good one. I don't know.
We should.
It's been scaled back a lot. My kid goes to PE like once or maybe twice a week in elementary school. That used to be a daily thing.
Yeah. Even a recess, call it recess now, the first three or four.
They still do recess, but not actual PE class, blows my mind.
Still a college requirement? Remember, have to have maybe 12 hours of physical education?
But there are one-hour classes, right? You had four one-hour classes, wasn't that it?
Maybe that's right.
They do bowling now.
Yeah, but put it in that, too, to get those college students, okay, I'm busy now, but I'm still going to make time to do this.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting list. Agree with all of it. You probably have some you'd like to add to it as well, things that everybody should know before they leave school and tackle the adult world, basic skills that far too many of us don't have.
I want to know.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.